Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Rod Stewart week here on the show. Every picture tells a story. Luke Barnwell joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, the basketball coach at Sunrise Academy and one of five finalists for the Naismith Coach of the Year Award. That's pretty heady stuff, Coach.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. You've had a really good year. 21-3, I believe, is your record. It's just so hard to follow what you're doing, but it's good to give you some notoriety when we can, because you've obviously had a ton of very, very good players come out of Sunrise. What's your roster like this year?
Yeah, we have five seniors. We lost a lot off our group last year. We had eight seniors last year, so it was some seniors. One you guys will know of and heard of is Ty Berry, who's from Newton, and he came over here for a senior year, and then he's obviously going to Northwestern. And but we're kind of and we have another senior that's kind of a leader, a captain, Dylan Jones, who's from South Carolina. He won a couple of state championships at his home and came to us a senior year. And then we're really kind of led by some underclassmen as far as like production. And one of those kids is Kendall Brown, who's top 15, I think, in about every ranking site in the class of 2021 as a junior. And then Zachary Clemens, who's from Texas. Kendall's from Minnesota, and Zachary Clemens from Texas is top 40 in the country of 2021. So some good young talent with really, really good seniors that have kind of led our group really well. And so, you know, a whole new group that really bonded and blended together better than we even anticipated.
Tell us more about how Ty Berry's doing. Obviously, first three seasons at Newton, as you mentioned, really good player. What did he feel like he would gain from going to Sunrise, and how has his game progressed in his year there so far?
I would say the biggest thing that he would gain is his experience, his game experience with other seven-footers on the court, and, you know, a game where ball screen coverages are different and rotations and scouting reports are different where he's home. He's got, you know, probably two guys chasing around about every possession because he's such a prolific scorer. And the game just kind of translates to college a little bit more before college. And so I think that was his main reason, just get himself ready to step on a college campus and have a little bit more experience than, you know, being a little green. And, man, he's far exceeded my expectation for him just from a leadership standpoint. He's bought into kind of trying to be our vocal leader, and he's voted a team captain. And you know what he's doing great for us is he's been running the point for us the majority of the season, and really kind of controlled the pace and showed to me that, like, hey, yeah, he's a great scorer and he can shoot and he can do a lot of things with the ball, but he's got almost a 3-to-1 assist. I think it is over 3-to-1 assist turnover ratio, which is, you know, that type of stuff translates to college. And so he's just been really, really valuable for us this year.
Luke Barnwell, our guest, a basketball coach at Sunrise Christian Academy. I had this idea. I even told my wife the other night as we were coming back from the Derby campus game that wouldn't it be cool if we could get campus, Bishop Carroll, Andover to play a round robin somewhere and and raise money for charity. Why not throw Sunrise into that mix and make it a four-team little get-together?
Do we want to do that to Carroll Andover and Camp?
Well, I don't know. And you know what? That's a good question because those teams are obviously very good. They've got chemistry. How do you think that would go? And without tooting your own horn.
I think those kids that have played together, like you said, for a long, long time and know the system that they're in and know the way that they win, I would not sit here and tell you that any of those games would be really easy. I mean, with kids at our level, we have to get them to try to figure out what we're trying to do in a short amount of time and believe in each other. And if we're operating at that level where we're, our energy level's high and we share the ball, which we have the majority of the year, we're going to be successful, I think, against anybody. But at the end of the day, man, that would be a heck of a challenge, I think, just because of all the motivation behind that for some of those kids. I think they would be ready to go and give us the best shot.
It's a shame we just have to dream it because there's no way in the world we could ever make it happen. But it would be such a big deal.
I think the city and the state would eat it up. I mean, that's kind of what we do, guys. When we travel, we play. Like in Nebraska last week or 2 weeks ago, we played against where there's a bunch of Nebraska schools playing against each other, kind of like that ABC CTL City League Challenge that we have here in Wichita. And then they sandwich a game with Sunrise versus one of the best teams in Omaha, or Sunrise versus another team that's kind of doing what we do at a national level, you know. And that's kind of what we end up kind of doing when we travel the country. And it's like, man, I think the city and the state would really, really enjoy something like that here. But who knows when that would be possible, or if it would be possible, you know.
Coach, how does your roster usually constructed? You have, I think, one freshman on this roster currently, and you have guys like Barry and others who transfer over for their senior seasons or even before that. So how does it all – is it kind of a year-to-year process, or can you look ahead now and kind of figure out who will be on your team in next year and years to come?
Yeah, I think it's a year-to-year thing, I think, honestly. You know, we wanted to be younger this year because we lost so many seniors, and it was like, hey, we don't want to have to, you know, replace a whole bunch of guys again. So we went a little younger this year, kind of blended, like I said earlier, just got, the Lord blessed it, man. We got the right pieces that fit together really well, and it's been an enjoyable year. But, yeah, I think it is year-to-year. You know, you got to find kids that – obviously, we're a pretty high academic school, and so we got to have kids that academically can fit into our environment, and it is a Christian school, and so, you know, we have to have high-character kids, and so it's kind of a mending and you know, meshing of that, plus, you know, trying to make sure that you don't have to have a bunch of seniors every year and have to go find a bunch of kids that want to be a part of it, so you can develop some kids over a long run. But ideally, my best thing is always when we have kids for 2 years, I think you always see the biggest growth, because I think the first year they kind of figure it out, and then the second year they strive. And so we like to try to get at least 2 year guys, just because I think we see a lot of growth in them.
Luke Barnwell with us from Sunrise Christian Academy. Typically, how do these folks that you bring in from other parts of the country or even the world, how do they eventually blend in from Wichita? Does Wichita become, and I'll use Buddy Hield as a prime example. Does Buddy Hield consider Wichita kind of his home away from home?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, because, you know, he spent so much time here and he comes back into camp here. And I think, If you saw the article in the Eagle, I think Dylan Jones said it best. You know, he's got teachers, and I think you know Mrs. O'Donnell really well. You know, he's got teachers that put their arm around these kids and love them like their family. And so I think you develop some relationships with people in our community and even people from my church to always show up to games and support our guys and get to know them. And, you know, we'll have like a little prayer dinner and get to know them in that way. And there's just a lot of ways that's started to happen, whereas maybe in the years past it hasn't been as a deal of like the community kind of knows what's going on. I think it's growing a little bit in a good way, so that there is some like, hey man, we're in Wichita and we really enjoy this city too.
How much do guys on the current team and teams post Buddy identify with Buddy Hield and you know, his journey coming over from the Bahamas and now he's in the NBA? I know that's not going to happen for everyone, but I imagine that's a pretty strong selling point for guys who might want to come to Sunrise.
Yeah, I think you're right. You always look at your past. I mean, like what guys have been able to do, and you always talk about it. Because, like, to be honest, guys, I've learned as much from Buddy as he's learned from us. I mean, just being around that guy is a tremendous blessing, because he just has been a constant drive for just growth and greatness. And so when you're around him, that's the way you end up being. And so, you know, you can take some of those lessons that you learned from Buddy and share it with the people that are thinking about coming here, and like, hey, this is what this guy did, man. He came and he was in the houses that you live in, he's in the classrooms that you're in, and he's in the gym that you're in, and he's obviously performing at a pretty high level right now. And not only him, but there's, you know, like the article said, over 70 other Division I players that have kind of come through and, you know, been willing to kind of sacrifice to what we wanted to do and have gone on and done well.
Pretty good stuff. I'd love to get you guys in some kind of a showcase where you played your game maybe in a little bit bigger venue and more people could come watch you here in Wichita. Is that on the drawing board at all? Is that something you'd like to have happen?
Oh, we would love to do that. You know, we would love to do that. Like you said, that deal where you get around Robin and you do, that would be really cool, where we would be able to get a group of guys together and teams together, where I think the city is, it's a basketball city. Yeah, you guys know that. And I think the city would really love that. I would like it too, but that's going to take some planning and some thought. So,
and before we let you go, you mentioned Peggy O'Donnell, the wife of Pastor Mike, a frequent caller of our show, and she's been a teacher out at Sunrise and an administrator for a long time. I'm sure that Pastor Mike's death hit your school extremely hard.
Yeah, it was, man, what a shock. You just never know when it's your time, and those are always kind of the hardest, and I'm sure you can attest to that. When you don't expect something, it always kind of hits you like a ton of bricks. And we were in the airport flying back when I got to this night. I kind of brought the guys together and was like, hey, look, I just want you guys to hear from me first. This is what's happened. And some of the guys are just like, oh, man. And of course, they didn't necessarily maybe know him as much, but Mrs. O is just such a blessing to our school and our guys. And they were, you know, just shocked. And hopefully that they put their arms around her, just like our school has, and just be there for her. And we know he's, you know, he's looking down on us, hopefully proud. And I'm sure that you know, the school and the city is still going to be behind her.
Well, we appreciate it. And it's great to hear your thoughts on Peggy and Pastor Mike. And before I let you go, I just want to, man, let's talk to some people about the week after the state tournaments, maybe making this happen. It'll never happen. But I want to think about it at least.
Yeah, let's think about it maybe in the future. You know, I think the good time would be to do it there when they do that thing at Coke with ABCTL. And I think that would be cool to sandwich something like that, you know. But, yeah, that'd be great.
It would be fun. Thanks, Luke.
Right,
we appreciate it.
You having us on. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, Luke Barnwell, the basketball coach at Sunrise.
Kansas State High School Activities Association. Not just for that, but play more than 20 games in a season.
Here's what we were able to get from the Activities Association way back in the late 70s and 1980. We got a game for the best Kansas players, high school players, against the best players from Illinois. It only lasted 2 years.
Why was it Illinois instead of Missouri?
Because I met a guy from some organization in Illinois. And his name was Chick Scherer, S-H-E-R-R-E-R. And we just got to talk, and I don't even know how I met him. Wichita High School basketball was at a very high level. He may have called me. I don't remember. But we started talking, and you know, they came to Wichita both times. Both games were played at what is now Coke Arena. The first game involved Isaiah Thomas, Teddy Grubbs, Terry Cummings. I mean,
Doc Rivers was...
He was in the second
one.
But that first game was Ricky Ross, Antoine Carr, David Peeler.
David Peeler.
Well, David Peeler is one of the great players to ever come out of the state of Kansas from Newton. Went to SMU. But that first game was one of the classic games ever played in this community. Went into overtime. Kansas eventually pulled it out with Ricky Ross scoring 47 points against Isaiah Thomas.
It's just so hard to organize something like that in the times when it can't just be a promoter. It's probably got to be shoe companies and I mean, it's
right.
Just so
those,
much.
And you can't. That was 40 years ago.
Right.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying we can make that happen today. I'm just recalling a time when something, and we had 9,000 plus fans at that first game.
It would be nice if.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I got it. It was a big game. It would be nice if we could get something beyond 20 games and be a little more creative with the scheduling for basketball in Kansas because it's a big deal.
Well, you can't just throw games in there, unfortunately.
I know, but you could plan. You could promote.
If you did a round robin right now with Campus, Carroll, and Andover, you'd get a heck of a crowd out of Coke Arena,
huge.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. Campus would beat both of those teams by 12.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Carroll would win it. That'll drive my friend Chris Davis crazy.
You think Carroll would beat Campus?
I do.
Huh. Maybe.
Maybe. I'm not going to count any of them out.
We saw those athletes
at
Campus.
Andover scored 90-plus points the other night.
Yeah, they're all good. Maybe I jumped the gun, but Campus is a 6A school.
I get it.
With former
6A,
City
5A,
players.
No difference.
Maybe.
None. All right. Maybe. None. Want to get the last word in?
Maybe.
None. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk some more Shocker basketball. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.